Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
The Daily Migs Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Migs.
Beat Migs, don't be a loser. Whoa. Beat Migs, you're a loser.
Who is ready to beat Migs? I know that George from Everett is. George, are you there?
I am ready to go.
That's right. George is ready. So, Steve, that means you got to get out of here.
Bye-bye.
For those playing at home, George has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
I am ready.
What does BRB stand for?
Sorry, say that again?
What does BRB stand for?
Be right back.
Correct. Which fast food chain's mascot is a girl with red hair in pigtails?
Wendy's.
Correct. Same name as an all-female glam rock band. What do you call a female fox?
A kit?
No.
Kitten?
No.
I got that.
On which Hawaiian island will you find the only palace in the United States?
The Big Island, Hawaii?
No.
Oahu?
Yes. What was the first sports movie to win Best Picture back in 1977?
I'm going to have to think about that for a minute. Pass.
In what decade was the Ken doll released?
The 90s.
No.
80s.
No.
2000.
No. What did the 18th Amendment to the Constitution address?
Women's right to vote?
No. You got 3 correct, George.
That was bad.
You know what? It could have been worse.
Yeah,
it could have been. Yeah. You got to stay positive. Here comes Steve. But is he ready?
I believe that I am.
Yeah, Daddy, let's go. What does BRB stand for?
Be right back.
It does. Which fast food chain's mascot is a girl with red hair and pigtails?
Wendy's.
Yes. Same name as an all-female glam rock band. What do you call a female fox?
Vixen.
Yes.
Yes.
On which Hawaiian island will you find the only palace in the United States?
Which Hawaiian island?
Yes.
Oahu.
Yes. Which? What was the first sports movie to win Best Picture back in 1977?
The Natural?
No.
Rocky.
Yes.
Yeah.
In what decade was the Ken doll released?
The 60s.
Yes. What did the 18th Amendment to the Constitution address?
The right to bear arms?
Nope.
The right to for women to vote?
No.
The right for... to party.
No. Who was the coach of the Seahawks the year before Pete Carroll started?
Oh, Jim Mora.
It was. What astrological chart takes its name from the Greek word meaning circle of little animals?
Capricorn.
No.
Sagittarius.
No.
Aquarius.
No. Who is the oldest sister on the Brady Bunch?
Marsha.
That's correct. And with time to spare, Steve, you got 8 correct. And that is a win.
Let's
8
go.
To 3. Sorry, George.
That's okay.
Another one bites the dust.
I'd like to dedicate today's victory to the greatest person in my life.
Oh, me?
My beautiful wife.
Oh.
Today's her birthday.
Happy birthday, Sid.
Yes.
I'm really disappointed you didn't get a perfect 10 for her.
Well, I'm a little disappointed in myself because it took me until right this moment to remember that today's her birthday. It's been a morning. It's just been, I woke up with some dog drama and had to clean up some stuff. Completely forgot to put out the birthday card that I had made out for her this morning because I was just so stressed out. And then I was just kind of going through my day and then I just hit me. I'm like, I've been texting my wife all morning. I just now remember, I'm like, today's her freaking birthday.
But you won the game for her.
Yes. That's exactly why I did it.
You did not know that the 18th Amendment addressed prohibition.
Prohibition.
And that the astrological chart that takes its name from the Greek word meaning circle of little animals, just zodiac.
Zodiac.
That's all we're looking for there. Hey, by the way, remember what I was wearing yesterday when we were at the Great Strides Walk?
Yes, you were rocking the I Beat Migs t-shirt.
I sure was. And anybody can rock it whether they beat you or not. And they can get one of their very own in the Rock Shop at KISW.com.
The Daily Migs Show. The
Daily Migs Show.
There is a new feature on the Odyssey app where you can leave us a voice message, Steve.
Yes.
And we have been getting some messages on there. Some have been very interesting.
Yep, some involve Walmart. Others include Kendrick Lamar and also Mount St. Helens.
We will slide it into our VMs after Radiohead.
Something got you bent, and now you need to vent. Or you did something bad, and you need to repent. Well, slide into our VMs.
Yeah, baby, it's time to slide into our VMs.
We're sliding and sliding and sliding.
On the Daily Mix Show.
You need not be shy. Go ahead and open your Odyssey app and leave us a voice message. We would be thrilled if you would.
We've got people that want to talk Walmart. We've got people that want to talk about the Kendrick Lamar show because they were there and not very happy about it.
Oh!
But before we get to those, we got to talk about the fact that yesterday was the 45th anniversary of Mount St. Helens. Earlier, we were taking a bunch of calls. So many people called in about their experience when it happened because they were either like 10 years old, a teenager, whatever it may be. But we did get this voice message through the Odyssey app this morning.
Hey, guys. Earlier, you were talking about Mount St. Helens, and my aunt, she lived in Kelso at the time. She sent us a little bottle filled with some of the ash that she got off of her car. Strange gift, but I still have it to this day.
My husband has a few jars.
He does.
He does.
Where does he keep them?
I have no idea. Somewhere in our shop.
Okay.
Somewhere buried in things.
It's so funny you say it because I did see so many people. Like, it was like everybody's commenting about Mount St. Helens because it was such a big deal around here. And so many people shared that they have like a jar with some of the ashes.
Oh, yeah.
Do you keep anything like that? Like, do you have like, you know, because you have some people have like the Berlin Wall or that's a pretty extreme one, but you know, or a piece of the kingdom.
Remember, Steve, I am not a, you know, person that has sentimental attachment to anything, so I keep nothing.
Nothing at all. Not even like the hair of your ex-husband.
I mean, I have the hair of my child's first haircut.
Okay, that's a little more normal than the hair of your ex-husband. But yeah, I don't have any of that kind of stuff either. I have some friends that are big into like collecting that kind of stuff, like historical moments.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah, like I have a piece of grass from this, and I'm like, okay, well, what are we doing with it? They're like, I don't even know where it is. I'm like, so is it
cool?
Yeah. All right, let's talk a little Walmart.
Walmart has Hatch Green Chili and Chipotle. So good.
Okay.
Hatch Green Chili and Chipotle what?
Sauce? I know. I'm like, what are we eating with this? Salsa? Maybe?
Danny, remember I told you I found a Hatch Green Chili bacon one time?
It
was
like
that was bomb. Maybe he's talking about bacon. I don't know.
It is funny that whenever I see Hatch Green Chili, my first thought is Danny.
I have to call him. Yeah. I have to tell him I found it in the wild.
Like, I remember one time at Safeway, they had like just like this. They were outside. They were just like, they had like boxes of Hatch Green Chili. And I almost took a picture and sent it to Danny. I'm like, what is he going to do with this information?
Probably go down there and buy all of them, honestly.
Okay, I was thinking that. I was like, is he going to come drive to Peoria? He's going to like, Steve, I'll Venmo you $50. Get me all the Hatch Green Chili.
Did the Hatch Green Chilis have a very specific season, out of curiosity?
Yes, they do.
Is it Christmas?
No. They're not in season right now. It's like late July or through August, and it's only like a 4 week season.
Right, is it kind of like when I buy cantaloupe in the winter, where I'm like, why did I buy this? This is trash.
You can't find it.
People don't even have it. Like just like they like froze it.
And you have it frozen, but you can't find like the actual like fresh peppers. So you have to buy it in August and you just keep it frozen through the rest of the year.
I do have to say, because of Danny, one time for Christmas, because my mother-in-law and some of the other family members, they really enjoyed the tamales that I make, which is very random. But the one year I felt like they were at their best, I remember I thought of Danny because I was going through all the different like salsa aisles and just checking to see, and it was a hatch green chili salsa. And I used that as part of the the mix for the for the tamales, and that was my favorite tamales I've ever made.
Yeah.
Hatch green chili.
Feeling hungry.
Time to go to Walmart.
Yeah.
All right, let's talk a little bit about the Kendrick Lamar show.
You guys are talking about the Kendrick Lamar show. My wife made me go, it sucked.
Oh, no.
Imagine being dragged to a concert and it's outside in the rain.
And you don't want to be there in the first place, maybe?
That'd be like my wife, taking my wife to go see Pearl Jam outside and it's like dumping rain. She'd be like, after the first 2 hours, she'd be like, I think I'm good.
And it was awful. But you mentioned how there aren't many bands you'd be willing to sit in the rain for. Which bands would you sit in the rain for? I'll tell you what, for me, not Kendrick Lamar, but I had to. Happy wife, happy life.
Well, I mean, miserable husband.
I mean, obviously, the right answer is Creed.
Oh, could you imagine like with arms wide open, like that, the skies open and just rain just falls down on us at White River Amphitheater?
Weeping because we're so happy, Steve.
You won't be able to tell if those are tears or if those are raindrops.
Oh, trust me, there'll be tears.
Danny, because we forced him to go to the show. I'm trying to think, like, who would it be for you?
I mean, I'm going to go see Primus at White River, and I'm going to be in the lawn in a couple of weeks for the Santa. If it rains, I'd be thrilled.
I would be thrilled if it rained during a Pearl Jam show, but they wouldn't even be my top pick. I think I'd want something more upbeat. Like, I love Pearl Jam. Unless they were doing a full upbeat set, then I'd be okay with it in the rain.
Does Pearl Jam do a full upbeat set?
No, they might do 4 or 5 upbeat songs and then bring it back down for everybody. I don't want to be in the rain during the sad songs.
No.
I'm leaning towards like, you know, like a Blink 182 or even like a Green Day. I remember seeing Green Day when it rained a little bit at that outdoor, at the drive-thru that they did.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And it was still, it didn't matter because they're just so much fun that you didn't even care that it was raining on you.
Yeah. It's got all the right energy for a rainstorm.
What about you, Danny?
I was honestly thinking Green Day, but also I was thinking Metallica. Just Metallica, because like you have like the ballads and stuff, but those would be powerful. Oh. And then you get in the mosh pit and you just don't care.
That's right. Unforgiven when it's raining.
Yeah.
Also, when it does rain at White River Amphitheater and the lawn gets crazy up there, man, people like, have you ever seen that when it's raining at White River and people mosh in the mud? It's fantastic.
It's like Woodstock all over
again. Kind of.
Except you're really, really, really far away.
Yes, you are.
The Daily Mix Show.
Yesterday, we were so honored to be part of a very incredible event that was going down, and we raised over $230,000 for this very fantastic cause. But what did Migs do to me to elicit this reaction?
Oh, my God. No, I hate it so much.
Lick it. Lick it.
I hate it so much.
You're going to hear what happened there at 720.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first 3 orders. Service fees apply for 3 orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Yesterday, the three of us were invited to MC Seattle's Great Strides Walk for the Cystic Fibrosis Foundation.
A beautiful day for an incredible cause.
So fantastic. And we want to just say thank you to everybody that showed up to the Seattle Center. And thank you to everyone who helped raise money. The event is pacing to hit $230,000, which is so exciting.
Which is a huge uptick from last year where they raised $190,000.
So,
everyone stepped up big.
And while we were there, you know, doing this whole great cause thing, Steve Miggs, you decided to prank me.
Yes.
With a banana.
Well, they were giving us free bananas, so I know how that grosses you out. So yeah. I figured, what better time than to gross you out right before we're about to go up on stage. Mm.
Danny. Hi. Watch me creep out. Okay, ready? I'm ready. She almost threw up on you.
What is the matter with you? You know how I feel about this. Oh, my God. No, I hate it
lick
so
it.
Much.
Lick it.
I hate it so much. Make it stop.
Make her lick it. You want a bite?
No.
Out of context, that probably seemed a weird, weird conversation to walk in as I'm poking you in the face with a banana.
It was pretty gnarly. But while we were there, we also got to have a wonderful chat with Robert Noonenkamp, who's not only a listener, but he is one of the biggest champions for the Cystic Fibrosis Foundation and even received an award while he was there for all that he does for the foundation.
All right, Taryn, today we've enjoyed a great day here in the Seattle Center. What for?
We are here for Great Strides supporting the Cystic Fibrosis Foundation, and we have someone here who is a longtime supporter of the CF Foundation. Not only that, but was just given the Tony Ventrella Spirit Award this morning.
And for those that don't know, Tony Ventrella was just a well-respected sports and just a news journalist here in the Pacific Northwest.
Mm-hmm.
And also did a lot with cystic fibrosis and sadly is no longer with us.
Our buddy Robert.
Robert, tell us all about Great Strides for CF.
Great Strides, well, this is one of our big fundraisers of the year. So we get everybody together and they help raise money. I think we did, over $230,000?
Yeah. Last year was $190,000 and this year $230,000.
So we're heading up and it's been a great day with the weather cooperator with us. And, of course, you guys are here being awesome hosts.
Now, Robert, tell us, why do you walk for Great Strides?
Well, my daughter, Tori, has CF. She's 32. And we're out here to help honor the people that have CF and the people that have passed away as well. So we honor a lot of people, and we come out here, and we raise money for research. This money pays for research to help find a cure.
And what a great day of just community as well. Just seeing everybody having fun, walking around as dance teams. There's also people doing caricatures as well.
Thankfully, they're not having me draw anything or dance. So
you didn't know that's what we're finishing today.
Yeah. There's still time, Robert. Yeah.
Oh, there's? Okay.
I heard you're a mean tap dancer.
We'll just go with mean.
Okay. And if you wouldn't mind, you won the Tony Ventrella Award.
Yeah.
Let's talk a little bit about the late, great Tony Ventrella, because he did so much for cystic fibrosis.
Yeah, well, he actually had a sister who died of CF, and then he's done the emceeing stuff, and he come out to a lot of events. And the great thing about him is he's the exact same in person as he is up on the stage.
Yep.
And that's great, and it was. I'm sorry that he passed away, but I think he's left a great legacy for all of us.
He absolutely did. I know a few times I've been out here doing stuff with you guys, and Tony was here. He's just a ray of light.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, he is.
Well, thanks again, Robert. We had a great time, and we appreciate you just shining so much light on CF and how important it is to raise this money to continue the research and find a cure until CF stands for Cure Found.
Thanks a lot, everybody.
We also ended up meeting another listener while we were there named Shelby, who was awesome.
We're here with Shelby here at Great Strides for Cystic Fibrosis.
Shelby apparently has a friend that is one of your Beatnik's arch nemesises.
Matthew McMillian, he calls regularly.
And how does he do usually?
He's like 50-50, I believe, on when it comes to winning and beating. Always loses it on pop culture.
Oh, well, that's most of the game.
I know. He'll know the most random stuff.
So you give him a hard time when you get to work? You're like, I heard you. You do?
I do. I'd be like, seriously?
You idiot.
Shelby, have you played Beatniks before?
I have not, no. I've done Big Dummy a couple times. But
how have you done?
I've done one and done, and three.
Okay.
So, yeah, I've done it twice.
Hey, what we have you is obviously we're here for a walk to end cystic fibrosis. Why is this cause so near and dear to you?
It's important to me because my daughter was diagnosed at 2.5 weeks old.
Oh, my
gosh. So she's 5.5. Her health has been doing great. They're really happy with what they've done. Trikafta has been a big help for us.
Yeah. Well, they've made so many different, great strides, but they have made so many strides over the years to where each time we come out here and talk about it, it's like the life expectancy goes a lot further.
It does, absolutely, yeah. Like hers, they're very happy with what they see. When we do a baseline you know, every 6 months, and they're very happy with what they see. She's very active. I mean, you know, she just started running with me actually just recently, the last few weeks, and she ran her first mile and a half. Yeah, last about a week and a half.
How old is she? Fun.
She's 5 and a half.
My daughter's already faster than me at 5. So
she's not that far behind me.
I know. This is crazy, right?
She also has great taste in snacks. She's having fruit snacks and barbecue chips right now. Oh, yes. Those are like my two favorite snacks.
Yep, she's got it all. Yep, she's a girl after my own heart. She's a snackaholic.
What's your favorite candy?
Popsicle.
Yeah. Popsicle, let's go.
It's a good choice for sure.
She's a lot of fun. I really hope that, you know, she'll have a long life, especially on her own, you know, lungs and such. But
Well, thanks to people who donated today and how much money they raised. We heard it was about $230,000. Yeah. It's just awesome to hear.
Oh, it's fantastic. Yeah, I was hearing that they were trying to go for $230. I know last year we beat the $190. So it's very cool that they even to even break $200. I was like, wow, okay, that is, you know, so to even go a quarter above that. It's just absolutely amazing for the great strides that we'll have for our future kids. So,
and if people want to learn more about the Cystic Fibrosis Foundation, they can go to cff.org.
The Daily Mix Show.
Yesterday marked the 45th anniversary of Mount St. Helens erupting, and a Seattle rock star experienced it. You're going to hear from him after Guns N' Roses. On May 18th, 1980, 45 years ago yesterday, the United States experienced the deadliest and most destructive volcanic eruption in its history. So more than 2 months after the rumbling, Mount St. Helens erupted with an equivalent to as much as 50 megatons of TNT.
That's insane.
I don't even know how to process that number. Portland's K2 ended up doing this special on it and was interviewing a guy named Chris. And that guy is Chris Ballew, the president of the United States of America.
The ash quickly began moving east. Chris Ballew got caught up in it with his mother and brother. They were driving home to Seattle from Spokane. They had no idea what was unfolding.
I wonder if they had any idea that this was the front man of the President's of the USA, because at no point did it say Chris Ballew, singer of the President's of the USA. I watched the special, and they just... At first, I'm like looking at it, do a double take. I'm like, that looks just like Casper Baby Pants, Chris Ballew. What the hell's going on here? And it was him.
It was the guy.
So we got, I don't know, maybe 20 or 30 miles away from Spokane and started to see this big, dark cloud coming at us. And we thought, this is going to be a big storm. And the cloud got bigger and bigger, and pretty soon it went over the car, and pretty soon it went all the way behind us, and pretty soon the horizon was just a strip. And then it closed off, and it was dark. And somewhere in there, we turned on the radio and realized that this is not a storm. This is a volcanic eruption.
This whole thing is just so fascinating. Like, there they are just driving home, and all this is going on, and the entire sky just becomes not just dark black, but also impossible to see ahead of you.
It's super freaky.
Because of all the ash.
Yeah.
Eruption. As the cloud enveloped them, ash began falling out of the sky.
And when it started to fall, the windows of the car got hot to the touch, and that was kind of spooky.
Despite this, they kept going.
We thought, you know, we can make it through, and we just have to power through, and then we'll get to the sunshine on the other side of the ash cloud.
Chris says the ash was falling so densely, his mom began to experience vertigo while driving.
It's like,
just keep piling it on.
But wait, it gets worse.
God.
She couldn't tell what was up, what was down, what was right, what was left. So my brother and I had to look out the windows in the back seat and tell her when she was driving off the road.
Some of those harrowing moments were actually recorded on a boombox his mom had in the car.
Because you forget, it's like the 80s. This isn't like, you know, back in like the 50s or something like that. There's all these different ways to be able to like archive it.
Oh, for sure.
So this part is just nuts that they have a boombox in their car, and so they record what's going on, and he kept it, so they were able to play the audio of that recording.
So cool.
You're on the right, but you're okay.
Doing good.
You're
going off to the left. You're going to go off the road, right? In a couple seconds. Mom,
turn right. No, I'm not. I see the left. I see the
mark. Eventually, their system broke down.
That's a lot of faith to put in a 10-year-old.
No kidding.
Can you help me? Can I get through all this?
She drove off the road into a ditch, and the wheels that had the power to drive the car were up in the air.
His mom kept her cool and managed to flag down a truck to pull them out of the ditch. They got back on the road just to be turned around at Moses Lake, where the highway was shut down.
Again, this is Chris Ballew, the president of the USA, lead singer, now Casper Baby Pants, back when he was 10 years old, going through the Mount St. Helens eruption with his mom in a car.
Insane.
So they drove back to Spokane.
The atmosphere in Spokane was really surreal, you know, kind of like another planet. Everything was covered with ash.
I just can't even imagine.
No. And do you remember, I don't know if it was his inspiration. Do you remember there was a Presidents of the USA song,
yes,
called Volcano?
Are you going to play it for me? Yeah.
Under the island, middle of the mountain, there is a big bad booming system. The wind speakers, woofers and tweeters, amplifiers, melted wires. The party's exploded, chorus corroded, underground the Puget Sound. Causing a shifting and a drifting, big black boombox stuck in the hot rock. It's in there flowing, it's in there growing. I don't believe me that this scenery could be a cold-blooded killer. It's gonna blow, oh, 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 volcano.
Taryn is so happy right now.
I was such a president's girly. Volcano.
Driving with my mom, I pulled out the boombox. Like, that's just so crazy.
That's so insane.
Yeah.
Oh, what a moment in history.
The Daily Mix Show.
How would you like a shot at beating Steve today? And were you listening to the men's room at 5:40 on Friday by chance to hear that cheat sheet? Three of the correct answers given out. Call 206-803-ROCK if you would like to play Beat Migs at 7:50.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.